Okay, Essendon. Coach Ben Rutten has spoken. The media's been there, had a listen to what he's had to say ahead of their dream time at the G Clash with Richmond. Club had its main training session today. It was reported as being a mouth guards in physical session, which still is bizarre to me, given that the incident that happened with Luke Parker last week happened before half time. So he could have actually played the vision and got them to put their mouth guards in at half time and play the second half with a mouth guard. But anyway, he spoke today. We're going to play an extended slab from the press conference. He addressed the team's lack of hardness, admitting that they have not been unconditionally ruthless, I think was his term at the press conference. He also spoke about Xavier Campbell's contract extension and had a clear message for some frustrated Essendon fans. So I'm about to listen to this as you're hearing it too. So here we go. We start with Ben Rutten confirming that Dylan Scheel will play this week. And straight after this, we'll take your calls. 1300 736 736.
Yep, he'll play this week.
How's he responded to the external pressure?
Oh, look, Dylan's hurting like a lot of our players are at the moment about the way we're playing. You know, that's the bottom line. And we're supporting Dylan where we can, making sure he's really clear on the expectations, just like we are with all of our players.
He's a proud footballer. You know, I think 2017 or 2018 was an All-Australian. What do you make of this noise that he's playing scared?
Oh, look, you're right, Dylan's a great person. He adds a lot to our footy club. He adds a lot to us out on the field. We haven't played with the hard edge that we need to for consistently enough throughout the season. And Sydney was a game where we were way off the level. It's not about Dylan Scheel, it's about all of us as a football club.
Did you think about dropping him, not to make a statement, because, you know, he doesn't uphold the standards? Maybe you got...
I think the vision... I don't think it was reflective of the moment. It was reflective of us as a club during that game, you know. And I think the Luke Parker one, I'm sure you're alluding to, that's just reflective of us as a club during that game.
Dyson said he hadn't seen that vision when he went on AFL on the couch the other night. Is that accurate? You didn't play it to the playing group at all before that?
He was aware of the incident. The players now have all seen the vision. We've been really clear on the game as a club. We've reviewed it really hard, like we always do. It's been some really honest reflections, and now it's about us going to work and making sure that doesn't happen again.
You're saying it was quite emblematic of what you're saying is going on at the club at the moment, but he hadn't seen it until Monday. Is that a fair assessment of how it all played out?
Look, for us it's about what we can do and how we're competing and going at the contest. You know, it's not about how much time we spend on opposition players and what they're doing. It's about us at the moment and how we can... you know, kind of rediscover the hard edge that the players have shown. You know, what we're asking and what we want to see is not something they haven't shown before and not something they're not capable of doing.
Just think fans were angry when they saw that footage because it comes being like, what did you think when you saw it, whatever that was?
Yeah, look, we need to stand up for each other. That's pretty clear. I thought Andy McGrath, after the Jai Caldwell incident, that's the level that we expect of our players. I thought that was fantastic leadership. I thought it was a display of someone who really cares about the footy club and, you know, wants to make a difference. And that's the quality of person Andy McGrath is. And that's what we need to see more of. Players are clear of that.
Did you train that, or is it just a frame of mind thing that out of the heart of there is this week?
Yeah, look, we'll train it. We'll talk about it. You know, we get an opportunity now to train it. And we get an opportunity, no better stage, you know, dream time at the G in a standalone game. Like, that's where we want to be. That's the environment we want to be playing in. That's, you know, we're representing a really, you know, significant cause in AFL footy in Australia, and that's where we want to be.
What levers now do you have as coach, Ben, to get that response that you're after? And, you know, if you've had really strong reviews already this season, you've made selection statements already, what levers do you have now?
Oh, look, the players aren't satisfied. They're not happy with what they're doing. You know, it's not about me necessarily cracking the whip. I need to be really clear on the expectations. We need to provide the environment and the training conditions. And I think our leaders, our playing group, have owned it this week. You know, and they're the ones that can do something about it with their actions on Saturday night.
There's been criticism of the decision to re-sign the CEO. Why does he get an extension?
Oh, look, that's not something that is really... a big concern for me at the moment. You know, I'm really clear on what my job is. And I've got my hands full at the moment.
Do
So that's not really on my priority list.
Footy club culture, though, is something that's set from the top down. Are you happy with the way that he's been sort of, you know, fortifying the culture that exists here at Essendon?
Look, again, that's not for me to comment about at the moment. All right, I'm really clear on what my job is, what my work is, and what we need to do this weekend, the next couple of days.
To Bombers fans watching this afternoon tonight, Ben, what's your message and what's your key takeaways on why the group has regressed from the final in Tasmania? How do you go from Tasmania playing against the Bulldogs in the final to today?
Being a great team and getting from where we were at the start of last year to being a reliable finals performer is not a linear graph. It's not something that just because we decide to do it that we'll get there. Right? We're really clear on the journey we're on. We're embarking. We want to be a consistent finals premiership club. Right, and that's the journey we're on, but it doesn't guarantee it's going to be smooth sailing. It doesn't mean that we're not going to have hiccups, bumps in the road, opportunities for us to galvanise and get better. And that's what we're seeing this time as. You know, it's a time where we can review really strongly, get really clear on what's working, what's not, be really clear on the expectations that we need to be able to consistently perform at the level. Now, clearly we're not there right now, but that's the journey we're on, and you know, we're not changing from that.
Does it sting you though that halfway through the season, for a half a year, you haven't had a hard edge, as you just say?
Yeah, look, I think we've had it at times in patches, but not consistently enough. And for us to be a consistent finals team, we need it unconditionally at training in every game.
Do you think you are a conditional team at the moment?
Well, I think what we're seeing at the moment is we're not unconditionally ruthless and have that hard edge that we need. That's what we're seeing in our performance.
Have you got enough players that, you know, we would say, okay, who's going to be those players? Have you got enough of those players, those Peveril types or those Johnson types? You know what I mean? That it's Brad Club had over its history.
Yeah, look, what we're after, and for me and for us, hardness is absolutely going as hard as you want and can at the ball and being really strong when you need to. It's about being really clear on your opponents and defending as hard as you can. It's about standing up for your mates when you need to. It's not a type of person that need to do that. We need everyone to be able to do that.
Ben, there's an external narrative that I get sometimes told that you're really, really smart from a footy perspective, a bit of a boffin, and perhaps the message, game plan, isn't getting through to the players. What do you make of that discussion, and have you tweaked the game plan over the last couple of weeks?
Look, the game plan, Sydney, dewy, wet conditions, small ground against the Swans, is nothing to do with game plan. The way we played had nothing to do with game plan. And that's, we can't access anything that we're trying to do if we're not prepared to win our share around the contest, pressure the opposition when they've got it. And we're not, and we didn't see that.
Ben Rutten, coach of the Bombers, having a chat to the press, the media moments ago. Your thoughts on that? 1300 736 736. Open line for Werribee Kia, 1300 736 736. Werribee Kia, awarded National Kia Car Dealer of the Year, by the way. Werribee Kia makes buying cars easy.
I think what we're seeing at the moment is we're not unconditionally ruthless and have that hard edge that we need. That's what we're seeing in our performance.
Your thoughts on Ben Rutten's press conference? A couple of texts have come through. 1300 736 736 is the number. If you'd like to join me, 1300 736 736. Steve in Port Arlington, Craig on the road. We'll come to you shortly. A couple of texts in the meantime. Rutten is out of his depth. The SCG has everything to do with game plan. The players don't believe in the message, then they chop out. This isn't something you need to rectify each week. It's something you instill as your identity, and throughout the whole season so far, you can see there is a disconnect across the board. We are broken beyond repair, and it needs a circuit breaker. Make the calls on Rutten, Dodoro and Marnie. Bit late on Campbell now, but he should go too. The club needs a broom. So there's an unhappy text from Brendan. One here, as an Essendon fan, that was 10 minutes of saying something without saying anything at all. Fans want clarify, not dribble. Chris, thanks for that, Chris. Same words every week. Sick of the talk from the Bombers. Time to walk the walk, and not just this week. They need consecutive positive performances, not just after the week where they've been in the media spotlight. Quite a few coming through that aren't too happy. Rutten gave donuts in the press conference. Another one here. Hi, Dwayne. Listening to all 18 coaches speak. Unfortunately, Rutten doesn't seem to come across as a senior coach. Matt from Noosa. Let's head to your calls. I'll read a heap more of your texts out very shortly. Stephen Port Arlington, you've been holding a while. Thank you for that. Welcome to you, Steve.
Hello, Dwayne.
Your thoughts?
Hello. Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah, look, I think it's a bit of a three-parter on this one. The first part is the Luke Parker incident in itself. I think that's just been blown way out of proportion. It's if I was on the field next to Dylan Shield and I saw that, I would have either just laughed or I would have thought, well, Dylan's a grown man, he can feed it back to him, you know? Like, I just don't think it's that big a deal. If they were throwing him around or, you know, roughing him up, yeah, sure, fly the flag, but it was just a little taunt. It was nothing in it, really. On his form, yes, it's been down, and I guess Bombers have the right to be upset about all that because his form is pretty bad at the moment. And I think it's more reflective of their game plan altogether. I just think the way they play, that run and spread and unaccountable football is quite horrible to watch. I mean, it's great when they're running and kicking goals, but, you know, for most of the game, you're just watching them run up and down the field like, I guess, basketballers.
Steve, appreciate your call. Thanks for jumping on. Craig on the road, your thoughts?
Yeah, good day there, Dwayne. Yeah, I'm just running under. I've just got John Worsfall part two, and as other callers have said, the press conference basically talked nothing, but Shield should be dropped. Devin Smith should be out as well. They both get a lot of ball. They turn over. They run in 15 metres out of goal and kick a point and put it out on the full. And as much as I love Dyson Heppel, I want a captain that eats razor blades and craps thunder and drags the team through like a Selwood or a Pendlebury, someone with a bit of fire.
Yeah, look, Pendles is an interesting example because Pendles seems like a calmer kind of captain than Luke Hodge was, than Joel Selwood was. But he is able to generate emotion, I think, Pendles, in a quite a crafty, creative way as a captain. So you don't have to be the guy that takes someone out or, you know, necessarily, you know, runs through a contest and has the bullocking style about you. But I do think you have to have an emotional way of changing the course of a game. And unfortunately, at the moment, there is a little bit of a spot being put on Dyson Heppel's style of captaincy. Craig, hold the line. Got something for you. You're a contender for our call of the day, but you've also got a double pass as part of the AFL Sir Doug Nicholls round two. The Bulldogs taking on the Suns in Ballarat. If you don't want to head along, then I'm sure you'll find someone that might want to head there. Tickets are on sale now at ticketmaster.com.au. Got a few of those to give away as well. As well as our caller of the day, by the way, winning that bottle of Starwood Nova Single Malt Whiskey, thanks to Hairy Dog and Starwood. Mario in South Morang. Welcome to you, Mario.
How you going, Dwayne? Mate, I'm pretty excited. One of my favourite players at the Melbourne Footy Club is playing his 150th game this Saturday afternoon, and I'm really happy he made his way to Melbourne. A new lease of life for him, Mr. Ben Brown. And I reckon he's been absolutely fantastic for the club. He hasn't been your standard player that just stands in the square. You find Ben running down the wing, you know, into the back pocket, getting some great marks and, you know, moving the ball along. So, yeah, really congratulations to him and, fantastic.
He's been amazing, really, hasn't he? It's hard to believe that North, well, they probably tried to keep him and there were people that wanted to keep him, but it's hard to believe he escaped and has headed to Melbourne and become a premiership star.
It has been. I've got mates that are North Melbourne supporters, and they go, I can't believe how at North Melbourne he couldn't walk, he couldn't run, he couldn't do anything. And he goes, and at Melbourne, he's been an absolute superstar. He goes, I see him running down the wing. I said, I know. I said, he's really impressed me. He's like a giraffe in the savannah running down the away from the line. It's fantastic.
Nice work, Mario. Great call. I appreciate it. Dave on the road. You there, Dave?
Yeah, I am. Dwayne, how are you, mate?
Yeah, good.
Yeah, just a couple of things about the Bombers. I'm sick of hearing Rutten just saying, you know, like he's reading off a script. I want him to say what needs to be said instead of blubber on bloody rubbish. And also, the team needs to come off the ground like Jaden Laverty does every week, battered and bloody bruised. Then we might set the sample. I think he's leading the way in the way he gives 100% every contest and the back line's under that much pressure. That's what I see in him.
Great to have your call, Dave. I really appreciate it. Going to take a break. Back to your call shortly. couple of texts before the break as well for news. Any more than four goals is no good for Essendon against the Tigers. We want a game to thrill us on election night. No blowouts, please. Essendon v Richmond. Let's hope it is a good game, and let's hope it's not a low-scoring game. Dwayne, Essendon supporter here. They need a clean-out. Too nice. Let the players get away with murder. Devin Smith cracked it and told the club. So there's a few... it's hard to know where to go with the text because there are so many damning of Ben Rutten. I don't want to have it as overkill. One here, when can we get a chance to... Well, you can jump on the line now if you want to. 1-300-736-736. One here. Have to support Rutten. I wanted to find one to support him. Have to support Rutten. It's been a terrible season so far. But Melbourne were a basket case for years and Carlton only starting some consistency. Media can crucify. Also, I think Parker looked like an idiot. No point buying into that rubbish. Go hard at the ball. Fourth generation supporter, Christine. So there is some support out there for Ben Rutten in response to what's been happening and what happened at the press conference. Here's Tim Watson. I mentioned Tim Watson on breakfast today talking about a review of the football department itself. Here's Tim Watson. I wanted to play it to you in context.
Essendon's problem right now is that they display an inconsistent brand of football. Their effort is inconsistent to win the ball. They can't move the ball freely when they have the ball, and they can't defend the ball they can't defend the ground when the opposition has the ball. Right now, I don't think they need a review into any other part of their football club other than the coaching department and the players and find out why they are getting that part of the game so wrong. Am I completely misreading the situation? You can talk about all the other stuff, right? When Paul Brasher came to the club, he conducted a rigorous review.
Yes.
Okay. Rigorous review. And he interviewed everybody around the club and inside the club, and he did it personally. And, you know, everybody's spoken about that in the past, about the conversations they may have had, and they looked at every component of the club. Okay, let's give them a little bit of time to fix this. But right now, as I see it, my view of this is that it is an on-field problem about the way they play, and the people at the club who are given that responsibility to fix it are the coaches and the players, and they're the ones that can do something about this.
Tim Watson, breakfast this morning, talking about a review of the on-field and coaching structure and style that they've got with this game style that they're playing at the moment and why it's not unfolding correctly. One here from Chris in Batemans Bay. Truck's most telling comment was his last. The way we played against Sydney had nothing to do with game plan. And that's spot on. The game plan doesn't preclude a bloke from chasing hard and tackling an opponent with the ball. The game plan doesn't stop a player putting his body on the line to scrap and fight for a contested ball. Yes, there might be stuff in the coaching department that needs work, but the players need to give more on the field. Chris in Batemans Bay. Coming back to your calls after the break, bit of news to give you after the break as well. The AFLW's CBA is set to be announced in the next hour or so I'll bring you that as soon as it happens. The AFL has confirmed that Gil McLachlan and AFL Players Association CEO Paul Marsh will speak to the media sometime this afternoon. As Sam Edmund told us yesterday, it is expected to be a one-year agreement between the AFLW players and the AFL with a pay increase of around 100% across the tiers of payment. So a 100% pay increase coming for the AFLW players, which is great news. They know when their season's starting, which is great news, and hopefully we'll get that explained straight after, in about an hour's time when they have that press conference.